This is Colourful.
Now, do you guys remember Fish Fridays? Well, celebrity chef James Martin wants to talk to us about Tuna Tuesdays, and I believe is actually launched today. James joins Fiona Hunter on the phone as well, who's actually a nutritionist, who's going to talk to us about, I'm sure, how wonderful and how good fish is for us. So very good afternoon to both you, James and Fiona.
Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you guys? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely fine, thank you.
Good. Now, let's talk about the history of Fish Fridays, first and foremost. I mean, did it actually start from Christians refusing to eat meat on Fridays?
Well, it originates from the early 1900s, when the Church of England, Anglicans and the Catholics refrained from eating meat at the end of the week. But, you know, over the years, times have changed, people's attitudes have changed, and now it's found that over 15 million of us don't eat fish on a Friday like we used to do.
Okay, so now I wonder if that's because we just can't afford the cost of fish anymore.
Well, I think it's down to a lot of things. I think it's down to, you know, wondering what we're going to do with it, really.
Yeah.
And you know, although as chefs we try and teach you more and more and more things, it's when you get faced with that mackerel staring at you and the eyes are staring at you, and you'll probably try it once trying to fillet it, and never go back. And I think it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what is this Tuna Tuesday campaign all about, James?
Well, the campaign's about, it's to encourage the nation to eat more fish, and particularly canned tuna. The whole idea, it was launched by John West, and also the study was done by John West to find out people's eating habits. And one thing that's fascinating about all these studies, there's always something that pulls up on this, and the percentage of the population in the UK don't eat fish because of this reason. Finding Nemo.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that
can
feels
you believe
sorry.
It?
Actually, I can believe it.
Oh,
do you
come
know?
On.
No,
they
James.
Want to ship down, thank
no,
you.
listen, I can believe it. I loved Finding Nemo. And to think about Nemo, I hear what they're saying, James.
I do.
See, now, you've put me off eating fish, James.
Right, you need to watch Chicken Run, then.
Well, luckily I don't eat chicken. Oh, that is interesting, isn't it? So Finding Nemo has put them off.
Yeah.
They feel sorry for Nemo and his daddy, obviously.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, my days. So, Fiona, if I can bring you into this conversation, I mean, I know that fish is obviously nutritious and some are more nutritious than others. So what are the benefits of eating tuna fish?
Well, all sorts of fish are healthy. Good source of protein. They provide vitamins and minerals, particularly the B vitamins, vitamins A and vitamin D. And it's low in saturated fat as well, so it's good for your heart. And we know that people who eat fish regularly are less likely to suffer from heart disease and less likely to suffer from a stroke, which is why health experts recommend that we should all be eating at least two portions of fish a week. Now, that's at least two. So if you eat more than that, great, give yourself a big tick. But the benefits of canned tuna is that it's quick, it's easy, it's convenient, and people like tuna. You know, there is this idea that anything that comes from a can or comes from a bottle or a jar, convenience foods like that are unhealthy. Mm. In fact, it's not the case with tuna. Tuna's a very healthy store cupboard ingredient. It's very versatile. James is going to go on to talk about some of the recipes that he's created using canned tuna. But the idea of Tuna Tuesday is just to help people or to remind people that tuna is healthy and nutritious, and they should be including it in their diet at least once a week.
Mm. When I think of cans, Fiona, I actually think about preservatives, you know, more than anything else. And when you're talking about, you know, the convenience of a can, I always think what type of preservatives are in there so that, you know, I can eat it next week or next month more than anything.
Well, you know, Rosemary, I think you're not alone in thinking that, but in fact canning is a form of preservation anyway. Mm-hmm. So canned foods actually often have less additives in, less E numbers than other types of food. Mm-hmm. Because when you can them, you're preserving them. You don't need to add anything else. But you're right, it's a great store cupboard ingredient because you can keep canned tuna in your cupboard, and you can use it to whip up a little tuna toastie at lunchtime, or you can use it for an evening meal, tuna pasta bake, or you can put it in pancakes or omelette. So it's something that we should all have in our kitchen cupboards.
This is Colourful.